then on to Park City, eventually back to California, and finally on to Ohio on Friday. Donald Trump has scored a record-setting win in the Iowa caucuses with his rivals far behind. With 91% of the vote in, Trump won 51% of the vote as of last night. Ron DeSantis was second with 21%, Nikki Haley close behind in third at 19%. Coming in a distant fourth was Vivek Ramaswamy, who then dropped out of the race.
There is no path for me to be the next president.
He endorsed Trump, who's on track to smash the record for Iowa Republican caucus with a margin of victory exceeding the nearly 13 percentage points that Bob Dole won by in 1988. A woman was killed Monday while riding her bicycle on steep mountain roads in Sonoma County. The crash happened just before 1:30 in the afternoon on Hauser Bridge Road, west of Kingridge Road. The CHP believes the woman was riding at an unsafe speed and did not slow down when the roadway curved. Her bicycle hit a downed tree, and then she flew off the roadway. A simple traffic stop for an unsafe and illegal lane change yielded a treasure trove of illegal items. Santa Rosa police stopped a black Kia Optima on Sebastopol Road driven by 51-year-old Audie Schrack and passenger 42-year-old Misty Schrack, both of them from Red Bluff. Inside, they found a loaded 9mm handgun along with additional ammunition, brass knuckles, methamphetamine, and drug paraphernalia. Both were booked into the Sonoma County Jail. Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson is suing to block the proposed merger of Kroger and Albertsons, two of the nation's largest grocery chains. The Seattle Times reports that the suit argues that the $25 billion deal would harm consumers and raise prices. The suit says Kroger and Albertsons have more than 300 locations in the state of Washington and account for more than half of its grocery sales. Well, January is National Blood Donor Month, and the call has gone out for you to give. The 18th annual Bucket Brigade Challenge is a friendly competition between Sonoma Lake and Mendocino County's fire departments to collect blood donations. This week, you can donate today from 1 to 6 p.m. at the Northern Sonoma County Geyserville Station in Geyserville. Tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Sonoma Valley Fire District on 2nd Street in Sonoma. And on Thursday from 12:30 to 5 through the Petaluma Fire District at the Elks Lodge on McDowell Boulevard. The challenge runs through the end of the month. 8:33 right now at KZST. We need another update on Sonoma County traffic. And for that, we'll say good morning once again to CHP Officer David Arretti. Hello, David. How are the roads?
Good morning, Brent. We got one call out there of a crash on Allen Drive and Petaluma Hill Road. Just outside of the Runner Park area, so be advised that one. If you're in the area for our slowdowns, it is starting to slow down, bottle up a little bit northbound heading into Santa Rosa. We're backed up to Yolanda Avenue, and we're also still going to be seeing heavy delay southbound 101 at San Antonio Road for those heading into Marin County. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer David Arretti on KZST.
Hey there, Dan from Johnson Pool & Spa here. Make waves in your backyard with our hot tub sale extravaganza. Dive into savings with up to $7,000 off our in-stock hot tubs. Our hot tubs are the perfect fit for any occasion, from solo stargazing to a splashy soiree. At Johnson Pool & Spa, we're more than just hot tubs. We're your partners in creating a blissful backyard escape. We'll help you choose your ideal model and ensure a seamless setup. Our selection is unbeatable, with options ranging from cozy nooks to party-ready spas. But hurry, these deals are hot and they won't last long. Swing by our Santa Rosa or Windsor locations, ring us, or surf over to JohnsonPoolAndSpa.com for a peek at paradise. Up to $5,000 off custom orders, too. I'm Dan, and I'm eager to guide you to the perfect spa experience. Johnson Pool & Spa, where your backyard dreams come true. Visit us, and let's start your journey to luxury and relaxation today. JohnsonPoolAndSpa.com.
Hello, we're Partnership Health Plan of California. We've been around for over 25 years, partnering with local doctors, your neighbors, maybe even you. Partnership is who we are. We're your partner in checkups.
In telehealth.
In cancer screenings.
In prenatal care.
In healthy families.
We're your partner in Medi-Cal.
We're your partner in health. Visit us at partnershiphp.org.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything. In sports, the Buffalo Bills topped the Pittsburgh Steelers 31-17 in a cold game. Then later in the nightcap, the Tampa Bay Bucks beat the Philadelphia Eagles 32-9. And word is Dusty Baker is returning to the Giants for a third stint with the team, this time as a special assistant in the front office. And your forecast, cloudy skies. We do have some light rain falling across the North Bay. It will pick up through the afternoon. That's when it will be heaviest. Highs today in the mid-50s, fairly cool. Tonight, heavy rain will eventually end. Overnight lows in the 40s. Areas of dense fog tomorrow morning, then partly cloudy with upper 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Succession won Best Drama Series, and The Bear won Best Comedy Series at the Emmy Awards last night. Succession won for a third time in its fourth season. Because the Emmys were delayed for 4 months due to the Hollywood writer's strike and actor's strike, The Bear won for its first season just 8 days after it won a Golden Globe for its second season. Beef won Best Limited Series. Quinta Brunson's win for lead comedy actress for Abbott Elementary makes her the first black woman to win that award in more than 40 years. Jeremy Allen White won Best Comedy Actor for The Bear. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen. KZST.
Settle me through skin, kept on the inside, no sunlight. Multnomah County's KZST. Welcome to your Tuesday. Overcast skies, rain on the way around wine country. I'm Debbie Abrams. Brent Allen in this studio. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Okay, it's not raining yet. So
no, actually, it is.
Oh, is it raining?
It has started. Yeah.
Oh, it has. Well, I'm not in this window. Maybe in your back window.
Yeah,
not the front window.
You've got the bigger overhang over there, so you're okay.
I can't tell.
I'm in the back of the bus, so it always starts at the back of the bus first.
So it's going to rain today and then maybe taper off tonight.
You got it.
Okay, good. Yep. So let's do hot topic of the morning. Here's one that maybe will make you hungry, maybe not. Eating raw beef. Yay or nay? Now, this is apparently the latest TikTok trend, the most recent outlandish dietary suggestion to eat uncooked meat that is supposedly will increase energy and improve digestion. It is soaring all over social media, but it's not something that doctors and other health officials are recommending. If you would like to chime in on the discussion, call us in the studio, 707-284-1000. Brent, give us more.
Here are the details. And I'm sure that former 49ers great Bob St. Clair, who lived here in Santa Rosa, Hall of Famer, would disagree with all this because Bob used to love his raw meat.
Have you ever eaten it?
I have.
And you're a meat guy, right?
I'm a meat guy, yeah. I like my meat. When I order it, I say just show it the grill, glance it over the top, and that's good for me.
Oh, so you're one of those.
Yeah, but Bob would eat raw. Ugh. Yeah, raw. Over at the Nutty Irishman, I'd see him Mary so often. But here's the story. The health department actually states that those benefits are not backed by science, and you should not eat raw meat, even against sampling of small amounts of raw or uncooked meat.
Brent Allen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bye by that.
They said not only is it bad to eat raw beef, but you should be aware of how you're handling it. Of course, it can lead to diseases and bacteria like salmonella or listeria.
Ew.
They say to cook the beef, bison, veal, goat, lamb, whatever it might be, until it has an internal temperature of 145 degrees.
Huh. I don't really use my oven much, so that's 145. It'll just say 145 on it. Okay, good.
Yeah, there
good
you
to know.
Go. Yeah.
Noted.
Banker Boyle just say, it's done.
Okay.
Yeah. And they say, use a meat thermometer if you're going to do that. And the bottom line, don't eat raw meat like in the latest TikTok trend videos, because it's not as good for you as you think.
Okay, so do not eat raw meat. Okay, I have found two other recent TikTok food crazes that did not pan out. These are crazy. So have you heard of this one, Brent? Healthy Coke. Healthy Coke. So a TikTok influencer claims that mixing sparkling water with salad dressing, could create a healthy alternative to drinking Coca-Cola.
What?
Makes no sense. It makes me want to try it. But yeah, that's what they say. Sparkling water and salad dressing.
What kind of salad dressing?
I do not know. Apparently, it doesn't matter if it's creamy or vinaigrette.
Well, you're going to, you know, I would sure like ranch and Thousand Island would have different flavors if you throw
yes,
them in there.
But hey, it's a healthy Coke TikTok video. Then we also have, this is my favorite, NyQuil chicken. A healthy addition to your bird. No, this is real. The recommendation to cook one's chicken in NyQuil. It will make you feel better. So that trend, it prompted the FDA to issue a formal statement warning against cooking chicken in NyQuil. Yum. So gotta love these TikTok trends. Healthy Coke, NyQuil chicken, and eaten raw beef.
Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
Behind.
Sonoma County's KZST. Let's get a check on the commute. We'll say good morning to CHP Officer David Duretti in our Roner Park studio. How is traffic?
Good morning, Debbie. We've got a crash on Allen Drive and Petaluma Hill Road. CHP is on scene for that one. That's our only incident so far. We are pretty slow northbound heading into Santa Rosa. We're backed up to Todd Road all the way up to downtown Santa Rosa. You'll be seeing that slowdown. And then southbound 101 out of Petaluma, still going to be pretty heavy at San Antonio Road for those heading into Marin County. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Dave Duretti on KZST.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. To late nights sitting alone, conversations with a stranger I barely know, swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space, and I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two, it's true, it's true, my bad. Every pure intention ends when the good times start. Falling over everything to reach the first time spark. It started on a neon light and then it all got dark. I only know how to go too far. My bad habits lead to with a stranger I barely know, swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space, and I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two, it's true, it's true, my bad habits lead to you.
Thank you for turning on KZST. It is Tuesday. It is 7:52, 46 rainy degrees. Good morning.
Dr. Tom's work is truly world-class.
Introducing another grateful client of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui.
I'm a flight attendant, and believe me, when it comes to plastic surgery, I have seen it all. Luckily, my friend told me about Dr. Tom's website. I took a look soon after I met him. I was immediately taken by his warm and authentic demeanor. I love that he only uses local anesthesia. That made all the difference to me. I decided on two procedures, breast augmentation and Botox. Now, whenever my girlfriends see me in a bathing bathing suit, the first thing they ask me, after they tell me how amazing I look, is where did you go? I want that. My answer? Dr. Walter Tom in Santa Rosa. He and his staff are the best the world over, and I've been all over the world.
For your complimentary consultation with Dr. Tom, call 707-542-8346.
Let's stay young together.
Visit Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. Online at drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com.
Got a drain that's clogged up? Or maybe a toilet? Or a faucet that just won't quit leaking? This is Austin, founder of More Home Services, and I want you to know that it does make a difference which plumber you call. At More Home Services, we respect your time by showing up when we say we'll be there. Our technicians are all background checked and drug tested, and we'll greet you with a smile. They're trained to do the job right the first time, and they carry over 1,000 parts on their trucks, so they won't have to order something and then come back later. They leave the work area cleaner than they found it, and your final bill will be the same as what they quoted. No surprises. So, if you need a plumber, it does make a difference who you call. Call More Home Services. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
According to Manpower, the 10 most difficult positions to recruit for in the country are machinists, administrative assistants, teachers, management, IT, accounting and finance, drivers, engineers, salespeople, and skilled tradespeople. The great ones are out there, but chances are they're employed. Recruiting with radio allows you to talk directly to the people that are working, just like a headhunter, as well as to those who are looking. Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment. I'll be coming to town to host a two-hour seminar on how to better recruit workers, students, and clinical research participants with radio. The seminar is free, fun, and informative. I look forward to meeting you.
If you struggle to hire and retain great employees, plan to attend the hottest recruitment seminar of 2024, Tuesday, February 13th, 8:30 a.m. at Oxford Suites, Sonoma County in Roner Park. This event is free, and attendees receive 2 SHRM credits. So please register now at sonomamediagroup.com or call Kevin Wadlinger at 707-284-9116.
Sonoma County's KZST. Well, your weather words of the day: overcast, foggy, breezy, and rainy, mid-50s around Sonoma County. Right now, it's 46 degrees at KZST. Good morning.
It's a human sign.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, January 16th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:58. I'm Brent Allen. Rain returns today, currently sitting at 46 degrees. Excuse me. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office has a manhunt on their hands. They're looking for 33-year-old Michael Anthony Jones of Fort Bragg, who was suspected in two shootings over the weekend. The first was Saturday when Jones got into an argument with another man over stolen property and fired a gun at him. Fortunately, he was not injured. The second shooting was Sunday morning when they were called to a different home, only to find the same victim, a 62-year-old man, but this time with a gunshot wound to his leg. The victim was treated at a hospital for an injury that was not life-threatening. Jones is described as 5 feet 11 inches tall, weighing about 175 pounds. He has brown hair, hazel eyes, and a tattoo on the right side of his neck. We have a picture up on the KZST website. Anyone who sees him should contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. Authorities on Monday suspended their search for possible survivors in the Cozy Mark IV plane crash. Plane that crashed into the water near Half Moon Bay on Sunday night. Wreckage from the aircraft was found upside down in the water, and a woman's body was discovered nearby. Authorities say they are still trying to determine what happened and do believe one person